American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on call.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And I have Karen Quinn Testato with me. One of the websites, what is this, nationalexpositor.com?
Yeah, that's a, John is a man who is, I guess, the editor of that and contacted me, and I sent him some articles that I'd written, and he graciously put them up, and also with a link that has the Alex Jones interview I did, which is also now listed on the tax-free 15.com site. But it seems like the more I get out there and try, and I'm inspiring and empowering people and trying to motivate them to recognize that we all know this stuff. We just forget that we are the ones who have the power. And people are stepping forward, and, you know, it's very exciting to see where this goes.
It's rolling. Let's take another call here. John in California. Hello, John.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, you have a great show as usual, John. Say, John, I think you apologized too quickly, as you usually do. The Law That Never Was is a two-volume book, and one of the volumes was authored by Red Beckman, and the other one was authored by Bill Benson.
Well, then I was half right and half
wrong. It's a church commercial. Stop, you're both right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And Karen, I just took a real quick overview of your taxfree15.com website, and I wasn't quite sure what you meant by tax-free, but, I mean, it sounds like you're going in the right direction on a lot of issues that are close to my heart. I saw that you've got some people representing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, of which I am a member, so I know you're at least sympathetic, or you're saying something along the lines that we're interested in.
I'm a truther. Everyone should be. Everyone in office. If they don't have the courage to go for the truth, they shouldn't be in office. And if we have another political party, that's the one it should be. And thank you for what you do.
Yeah, look, and again, I just wanted to just say one little thing, and I don't mean to be insulting or rain on anyone's parade or anything like that, but, John, I'm sure you remember several years ago out here in California, there was a guy by the name of Dan Lundgren who was running for state attorney general or governor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Roman Catholic, and he was advertised from Notre Dame, and he had what I thought was, you know, one of the dumbest ideas as far as trying to control gasoline prices, and that was to have a thing called Gasless Fridays. And what I do is I try to write letters to my local Roman Catholic pastor with copies to the bishop and various other bishops and other notables, and you know, I incur some very dour looks at the mass on Sunday. Anyway, the thing is, you know, the whole thing about that is that if they all know that we need gasoline to run our automobiles, and we're going to go to work, and you know, whether we gas up on Thursday or Saturday or some other week, you know, probably the consumption of gasoline is going to be relatively the same. Even if they sold 0 gallons of gasoline on a Friday, it just wouldn't make a difference, you know. I think what you're trying to do is good. You're trying to get a lot of people interested in talking about some of the problems, but I'll tell you what, I hope this works out. I hope at least it's the start of something working out. I think that if more people were aware of really some of the tax law, you know, not that you have to do anything, but I mean, at some point, you know, some people have to start doing something, and one guy that I think is doing quite a bit is a real patriot. His name is Eric Hendrickson, and he's got this website called LostHorizonsPlural.com, and anyone who bothers to read one of his books called Cracking the Code will get a real education.
All right.
And I think I hear the music.
Yeah. John, thanks for your call. Karen, hang on. I'll have to carry you through the break. Hang on.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods?
Hey, honey,
these fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
If Obamacare passes, that free insurance card that's in people's pockets is going to be as worthless as a Confederate dollar after the war between the states, the great war of Yankee aggression.
That was Representative Brown. He is a member of the House, Congress of the United States, and he's from Georgia. And he was talking about the Obamacare. And I'll tell you what, he was a physician, medical doctor, family doctor for 40 years. Here's people that know. And one example in the longer version of that video is like 8 minutes long. He talked about, you know, he said, I used to do my own test. I had my own laboratory for my own testing. Laws, federal laws were passed. I couldn't do that anymore. People had to go to the hospital. I used to be able to do the test in about 5 minutes and have the results. They'd have to, after that law was passed, I had to send them over to a hospital. 2-3 hours later and $75 or $100 later, they got their test. We have innovative, creative, honest people that want to give people a good deal for their buck, but they're being precluded from doing so because we have a gigantic, gargantuan, out-of-control federal government that thinks that it has the right to run everybody and everything.
Agreed. And if I may, I would like to, I'd like to say a few things before you let me go here.
Okay.
Number one, I want to thank you very much for your time. This really beat the hell out of waiting and phoning and everything. I appreciate being able to be heard, and I appreciate the fact that your listeners are calling in and they have heard. And this last gentleman who called, one of the reasons that I have problems with just an economic strike on the 15th of the month was exactly that attitude, and I understand it.
Yeah.
The point behind this is it is a focused withdrawal from all and every corporate sponsors for 4 days and telling our misrepresentatives exactly what we're doing and why, that we're watching and we want to hold them accountable. So they will notice when we do it together. And also, it's about education. Now, I know yesterday you said something about Continental Congress 2009 and that you dropped out.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear more about why, because I know that it's not a perfect organization, nothing is. It just seems like a good place to start.
Yeah.
To at least focus on that, so that on that Monday Patriots Day, we'll all be paying a lot more attention and we'll know what it is to be a patriot.
Well, and I'll answer your question in short order. I had spoken and I had supported everything that Bob Chapman has ever done.
Chop.
Everything that he's ever done. And I was invited to the CCO thing. It gave the SPLC cannon fodder because they caught on that, my God, we actually went into Jekyll Island where the bankers sealed the fate and the death of America back in, you know, prior to 1913. And they were having a heyday with that one, calling everybody wackos and extremists and everything else. But I went to that thing, and the more I talked to Bob about it, the problem I had, it was too expensive. It cost a crap load of money to do this thing, but the problem was that it was just going to be a basic list of grievances that's going to be presented to our representatives in our own state legislatures, but that it had no enabling power to it. In other words, it was a de jure movement in the face of the de facto. And I think that and Bob said to me, I was having a private conversation with him, excuse me, Bob, I got to tell this, but he said, well, I said, I'm seeing a price tag of up to $2 million for this thing.
Yeah.
And I, under my breath, and I really didn't mean it as an insult to Bob or anything else, but I mouthed, and he heard the words come out of my mouth. I said, $2 million. He goes, what, you think I should give it to you? And I said, well, you know, don't put words in my mouth, Bob, but now that you bring it up, what can I do with $2 million? I can put you probably in half the states on radio uninterrupted. You could talk to half the population of this country for $2 million, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, radio is a powerful medium, but it is still the alternative because we haven't had the backing of, guess who, the very corporations that we're talking about. We don't carry the PepsiCos and the Coca-Colas and the McDonald's and this, that, and the other. We don't have the big bucks. So we've been relegated so far, and it's gaining traction, to alternative radio like you're listening to right now, to individuals like Karen here that is doing her best to draw the attention and get people motivated. I mean, it's a great thing, but the one thing that we're lacking is an opportunity to be addressing the American people directly.
Well, I understand. It just seems, though, that now that that's done, at least it'll help us focus on the Constitution and learning about it. So we'll have to see where it goes. But I think, John, that it can have teeth if we have millions of people supporting it and taking the time off before Patriots Day to know what it is to be a patriot, because it's not just exclusive to this country either.
Absolutely. this is a worldwide global phenomenon, is it not?
It is. And now tomorrow, if I may plug a couple of appearances, I am fortunate enough to be able to be heard on WSGO. I think it's 8:30 Central Time, and I will be directly following Brigitta Jonsdottir from Iceland, who has been, she's a parliament member, and she's been very instrumental in helping her people to say, no, we're not responsible for the banking debt, and I am looking forward to hopefully getting to at least say hello to her.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, again tonight, on your station here, which has been very gracious in terms of Rick Adams, on Uncensored from 7 to 9. Saturday, I also have on freedomfiles.us at 7 o'clock, I will be with James Burns. So I'm doing what I can to spread the word, and I am so grateful that when you thought about it, you decided it's not such a bad idea, and maybe we can make a big difference here.
Well, and I don't want to be the guy that's going to poo-poo anything, all the hard work that you've done. You know, in 6 weeks' time, I mean, you've been going nonstop. And you're doing this because you believe in what you're doing. You believe that you are a sovereign, and you want the same for everybody. Everybody wants their freedom and liberty and right to property and their own money and their own everything. You know, it's time that we take this back, because this ain't a bad country, folks. The good news is the props are all still there. We just have to move out the crew and once again take over the play. And we
and there are over 300 million of us that are allowing ourselves to be manipulated through fear and well-planned chaos by this criminal dominant minority. There's enough money to go around. You know, when we really see that it's the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, we don't have to be poor while we're incarcerating them. Let's spend their money while we give them dustpans and brushes to clean up depleted uranium.
You know, and I wanted to mention to you, I think I said this to you yesterday, about the state banking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you folks really think about this, and the thought dawned on me, that if there is, say that all the states are doing their own state banking thing and charging way, 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 way less for credit cards and home loans and car loans and all this other stuff, and the proceeds off of loaning that money for the reduced amount of interest, making money off the money, that it goes back into the state coffers so they can operate what they need to do. And that would be a fine way to wean us off of the federal carrot stick that they've got us hooked on. You know, we send taxes off of gasoline and taxes for this and taxes for that, and then they appropriate that money back to the states. Well, the point is that they're controlling it, and they shouldn't be. And here's another thought. If one of these states, they're doing their state banking, and they get a little crazy, okay, we've got to shut the banks, and gosh, we're bankrupt, and we screwed up. Guess what? The 49 other states are still out there functioning. They're doing just fine because they didn't screw this thing up. The point is that we have a centralized planning committee in Washington, D.C., that's taking us for a sleigh ride to hell, and they forgot to even give us the snow.
Exactly. And when we turn around and we say, you know what, we can give ourselves what we need by coming back to communities, by stopping to drink the fluoridated water, by getting you out, by starting to declare our own sovereignty and standing together, we can do it. We've got great ingenuity, and people all over the world are in the same predicament. You know, we can change our world from the inside out. And instead of looking at this as a huge ending and a terrible thing, I mean, a lot of it is terrible, and it's an ending.
Yeah.
But it's an ending for tyranny and a beginning for the time of the people.
Absolutely.
And it's about time we stood up, we rose to the occasion, and we embraced it.
Well, what state are you in?
Oregon.
Oregon, huh? Well, let me see here. Congresswoman, I'm going to change your mind about that, by the way.
No, I'm not running for office, and you can't make me do it.
You know, I responded to somebody by way of email. I said, you know what? I'd like to see Karen get elected into the state legislature so she could be a friendly on the inside.
Not until we change the root of the problem. Again,
okay.
It's just like rearranging those deck chairs on the Titanic. And with all the lobbyists, we've got to take away corporate personhood status. We have to put limits on them. We have to start really recognizing that our government is a corporation, that so many things are wrong, you know, and that they, all this lifetime salaries and bonuses and benefits that these crooks in office get, you know, all of it is just a bogus sham. It should just be a small group of people meeting, and we all have to pay a lot more attention. And that's where Bob Schultz does present in his articles that citizens really actively take part. Now, I don't mind taking part, but I don't want the full-time job. I want to go back to singing, John, to tell you the truth. That's more fun for me.
Well, hang on to that voice box, because it might be a while before you get back there on stage, Karen. But at any rate, hey, look, I appreciate you spending the time with us today. And does that mean I have to do radio on those 2 days?
Well, you know what? Alex Jones said he was going to stay home with his family, but you could do some live recording if you want, or reporting. We'll see where it goes. You know, maybe there'll be nothing to report. Maybe there'll be a real big surprise.
Or if I can't get you to run for the state legislature in Oregon, maybe you can sub for me on those 2 days.
Maybe I can.
And I'll tell you what, you'd probably get one heck of a lot of phone calls, because I know you got a lot of people on your email list. Hey, Karen, thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we'll have you back. Thanks a lot.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Lies the government told you. Judge Andrew Napolitano, he's on Fox. He's put into writing what many of us have long suspected. Our government has been lying to you for years about almost everything it has ever done. Now, if you think our government is crooked and power hungry, you will realize just how crooked it is when you read the book Lies the Government Told You. It is scary as hell, to be truthful. I didn't find a single thing that I disagreed with. It's almost unbelievable how far our nation has been moved from the Constitution, or probably better put, removed. While I don't watch much news anymore, I find most so-called journalists to be either too frightened or too stupid to ask real questions that actually matter. I see enough to keep up with the major news stories. I was glad to see Napolitano mention the failure of the national media as well in this book. This book will really open up your eyes to how broken our government is, not just because it's virtually bankrupt, but because it fails to uphold the Constitution and protect the citizens that fund it. You'll learn that the Federal Reserve isn't a federal entity. You know, it was kind of fascinating. I was talking to somebody that was just on the phone with a Missouri legislator. The woman thought, she's a state rep, and she said, oh, the Federal Reserve? Well, and that's a federal thing. Yeah. It's a private corporation that controls all our money with little or no oversight. It used to be a joke that if Fallon Greenspan happened to comment how nasty a rainy day was, the stock market would drop 50 points. It doesn't sound far-fetched. By the way, the news story's out. I went into my Hotmail account, and there was Alan Greenspan, and the story was, I didn't take part in the housing bubble in the real estate market. Yes, he did. So they're starting to do backtracking here, and they're starting to personally try to do damage control. I'm sorry, Mr. Greenspan. The Fed got a little irrationally exuberant, both on the spending and borrowing from the Federal Reserve, and, of course, your days when you were the chief cook and bottle washer of that evil little entity. FreeToProsper.com, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people out there that are having debt problems. Debt. We're all up their eyeballs with it. And as I've said this before, the entities that have led us down this merry path. You know, and I look with a jaundiced eye when I see commercials on television anymore. Because here is the whiz-bang boys, Madison Avenue, cooking up different ways to go out there and buy those little corporate profits. You think, walk, talk, eat, and defecate like a corporation does now, or an entity thereof. The Dreamweavers, as I call them. And, of course, they got Wall Street right down the street. And what are these people doing? They're selling the stocks and all that for the corporations. And then we got the governmental court. Did you know the United States government was a corporation? Yes. If you don't believe it, go look it up. Dealing with another corporation called the Federal Reserve, and on and on and on it goes. In the meantime, what do we have? 40, 50 years of those plastic little cards, and people have gotten themselves up to debt. Oh, gosh, they're up to their eyeballs. They're drowning in it, trying to keep up with the Joneses, having vacations and buying skidoos and doing all this other stuff, and I'll live today and pay for it tomorrow. Well, are you paying for it now? Has your credit card, has the credit card company sent you a letter and said, well, you were 30 seconds late on a payment, and therefore your rates are now 30%? People need to free up that money that they're paying into these, descriptively, I can't even come up with a term for them. But I'm about the solutions. And what the heck do you do if you find you got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 on a credit card and you got a choice? Well, let me see. Do I pay my credit card bill this month, or do I pay my mortgage, or do I eat? Yeah, that's where a lot of people are at. FreeToProsper.com is one of this network's advertisers, and we're grateful to have Igor on board. How you doing?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
Well, I appreciate you doing what you're doing, not only for the people that you're helping out there that absolutely do not know what to do. Now, our Congress a couple of years ago was smart enough to act on behalf of the banks and the credit card companies. If you're going to file bankruptcy, folks, guess what you don't get to do anymore? If you've got $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in credit card debt or even more, you can't bankrupt that. You're still on the hook for it. And many people, it's coming down to the wire, Igor. I mean, they're literally missing credit card payments to put the money someplace else. Maybe they've got to buy some clothes for the kids, or they've got to put food on the table, or they got to make a payment on a car because they need to get to work if they still have a job. And it's coming down to a point where people are now starting to think, wait a minute, I need to rearrange my financial thinking here. What can I do to survive? What can I do to stay in the game for another week, another month, another year? Well, that's where you come in with FreeToProsper.com. When people call you, I want you to get into this. Just as if I call up FreeToProsper.com and I get one of your reps on the phone, I want you to take us through what exactly you're telling these people you can do. And like many credit card, consolidation and whatever people out there, they're not up front with you. And Igor is an honest guy that you can deal with. And we'll tell you more about it when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back here, and I'm talking to Igor. And I call in to your place of business and say I got $20,000 in credit cards. Walk me through this. What's qualifying here? What am I to expect?
Sure. Well, typically, I mean, if you have more than $7,000 in credit card or unsecured loans, you could benefit by calling us. Now, as far as how we handle individual calls, it really, you know, first we want to understand what risk you have. In other words, we find out if you have property, and we find out if you have a bank account, stocks. In other words, money in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have money in the system, the money's at risk. If you can't pay your debts, you know, you end up getting sued, they're going to come after whatever they can find, whether it's your bank account, your safe deposit box, and yes, they do get into those. So don't be fooled by the word safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your car, it's very rare, but they technically can. So what we do is we figure out what you have that's at risk, and we explain how we can protect it. Okay? Then, if you make a choice not to pay your debts anymore and keep your money, you're not going to have a consequence where something of yours was taken from you. Of course, that's going to ruin your credit for some time, but you're exchanging good credit for keeping your money today. And we also offer credit restoration as well. So it's very important for us to protect, in essence, what's exposed, because that's really all that's at risk.
Well, and, you know, it's... I've heard this before, and I said this before on air that, well, you know, before I start looking into credit cards and I realize how these people work, you know, I told people, you know, hey, look, you took the terms of the agreement, and it's not a contract, okay, folks? Having a relationship with a bank, credit cards, it's not a contract. It's an agreement. Until such time that you have the actual owner of a credit card company personally coming after you, or until that guy puts his John Hancock on a agreement, that's all that it's ever going to be is an agreement. And more importantly, this is a monetization of your signature. You're creating the money or the debt money. They're not giving you anything. And that's what people have to understand. At that point in time, my thinking started to go 180 degrees the other way. And what they've been doing to people is absolutely ridiculous. You know, it's not bad enough that they jacked up the rates, and people now think that 10%, 12%, 15%, that's not too bad of a rate. But there are people right now, because they might have been late on a payment, and in many instances we're now discovering, Igor, that you didn't do anything wrong. You've kept the terms of your agreement. You've made your payments on time. Or
yeah,
if you get into a little pinch, you're just making the interest, not touching any principal on that credit card debt, but you, in good faith, okay, I can't make the full payment. I'll just pay the usury fee this month and shut up and go away and leave me go for another 30 days. Well, they're using that as an excuse because now you're a high-risk person, or they think you are. Ta-da, your rates are now 29-30%.
Exactly, and the new law that went into effect, the CARD Act of 2010, that went into effect in February, it puts a little bit more restrictions on the banks. It's really not putting too many penalties, so the banks are coming up with new ways to scam people. And people, like you said, who have good standing, they see their limits being cut down, so they see their rates go up regardless of their history with the bank. So it's pretty much just usury.
Well,
they're using people, and another fact that people should know is that your money is worth only about 2% of what it really is. Because since 1933, since Roosevelt confiscated the real money, which was gold, we started to get inflation. And it really kicked in 1971 when Nixon, you know, got rid of the gold standard.
Right.
So if you look at how much money became devaluated during that period, you'll see a dollar is really worth about 2 cents.
Well, and since now, here's irony of irony, and this is not an accident. The dollar has lost, 65%, maybe more, of its purchasing power. And just equate that to what is my dollar worth. It has lost going up to 70% of its value since the 60s alone. Just about the same time, guess what? As they introduced these plastic little convenience things that you can go charge, remember you folks out there, remember the TV commercials, remember when MasterCard was called MasterCharge? Remember that one? That was one of the first TV commercials you saw for this newly created bank invention called Live Today and Pay Tomorrow. Isn't it ironic that since the introduction of those cards, our dollar has become worth less and less and less? No accident.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping them from printing and creating all they want. And in essence, it's creating inflation. And you're really working for this. It's an invisible tax, as you may already know, John, that people are being robbed by inflation in the broad daylight.
You know, I said the other day on the air, Igor, And I quietly smiled to myself because every once in a while I do come up with a good zinger. You know, when people think of bank robbery, You know, immediately what comes to mind is a guy with a mask or a disguise running into a bank with a gun.
Right.
And he orders the teller to open up the cash drawer, and he might have time to clean out one cash drawer, and then he runs out of the bank, and 9 times out of 10, he's caught. Sometimes he isn't. But I said, you know, if you want to start thinking of bank robbery in its proper terms, it's actually the bank manager running out into the population holding a gun and robbing them.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Except, you know, it's more subtle, where people are deceived into these agreements. You're deceived to think the money is real, but you have no control over its value. In other words, if they print another $5 trillion tomorrow, your money is going to be worth even less. And what does that make your debt worth? What is your debt really worth if you know, gold used to be $20 an ounce in 1933? And now it's over 1,000.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Gold didn't change.
That's right.
It's still an ounce, but it takes a lot more dollars now to buy it. So, you know, credit cards is even, it's not even money. Well, you know, in my opinion, it's just a way to take control of the people and fool everyone to think it's money.
You know, people got really, really upset, and I know you remember this, Igor, when Barack Obama announced that he was going to make billions of dollars available to businesses that were too big to fail. Now, I'm not talking about the banks.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about companies like General Motors and Chrysler and everybody that lined up with cup in hand to take the billions to bail them out. This was the government, and this is true fascism here, folks. And if you doubt that, go look up the meaning of the word. You know, Benito Mussolini said it. He said, look, you people have it all wrong. This is not fascism. It's called corporatism. And people got upset. Man, they were all up in arms. They were going, wait a minute. They're going to give billions of my tax dollars, or I'm on the hook by way of taxation to bail out. What if these companies fail? They were all a Twitter about that. But we're talking about a very minute, not saying that it's right, but just for, you know, to demonstrate this. They were upset about a lousy $16 or $18 billion that General Motors got. The Federal Reserve System is a private for-profit corporation that the United States government loaned them how many trillions of dollars? Were on the hook for how many trillions of U.S. taxpayers? And they said that, oh, well, these banks are too big to fail. We got to bail them out. It was the same thing, but people didn't get it, Igor.
Yeah, you know, there was, this reminds me of when our founding fathers set up the first U.S. Mint. And, you know, there was a law that they enacted. It's actually the first law. It's, I believe, the Coinage Act of 1792. And one of the penalties for manipulating the value of money was death. So this was what, you know, how serious it was. When our founding fathers created this law, they knew how important it is to prevent the manipulation of money or devaluation.
Yeah. And
of course, money was silver and gold back then.
Yeah.
It was real money.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, they changed the laws because they knew if they didn't, they'd be hanged.
But then in 1913, some enterprising individuals, people like J.P. Morgan and the boys, decided that they were going to take banking crisis, exacerbate the problem, to create the crisis so they could roll in with their solution. And that was a national banking system, or the creation of the Federal Reserve.
And exactly.
And look where, inside of 100 years, Igor, look where we're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just look at history from 1792 to 1933. We had almost no, gold was $20 an ounce about. It was fairly stable that whole time.
Yeah.
Over 140 years, almost no inflation.
Yeah. And then.
However, after 1913, it took off, yeah.
Yeah. And people, they need to start thinking in long term here. You know, everybody's in this panic mode. What do I need to do today to survive tomorrow? They're not even having the opportunity to sit back and at least ponder future events. And, you know, The government has issued trillions and trillions of dollars, folks. Unprecedented amounts of debt to rescue the global economy from collapse. These banks won't even tell us how many billions of dollars, maybe even to Detroitans, who knows, that went to banks outside of this country to bail them out. Unprecedented amount. But here's the deal. This crisis was caused by too much debt and leverage at consumer and corporate level. Well, who's going to save us when the government debt becomes the cause of the next crisis? Who's going to bail them out? The banks?
As long as you're waiting for someone to come and save you, you're as good as done. You're as good as finished, I think.
Well, and they, and Igor, I know you remember, oh gosh, we'd get this in just every presidential election. Number one topic, the budget. Well, I promise in my administration, in here's a 5-year plan, that we're going to have balanced budget. And I would hear those words and I would go, oh my God, are people actually falling for this? You know, during my administration, I'm going to see that we don't spend any more money than we take in. And that's called a balanced budget, and that makes everybody feel good. But what about the accumulated debt? And Guido, the international gangster, is there collecting his interest or his usury fee continually. That's not balanced anything.
No. I mean, the corruption is so deep and so it's spread so far that anything you touch with the government, you'll find is all deception. You know, and one of the things that we do here, John, is that we also offer a strategic planning consultation. You know, if people just don't know what to do, if they just overwhelmed with all the news and all the, you know, problems financially, they don't know where to start, how to analyze everything logically, because maybe they don't have enough knowledge or experience in this field. You know, we also offer that, for a small price, actually. And, you know, just so you know what the risks are ahead of time, mm-hmm. and how to act intelligently ahead of time to prepare to avoid that risk, to avoid that financial disaster.
Well, and what I like especially about you, I've had other credit card people that advertised on this network before, but they were sometimes promising things that they couldn't possibly deliver. And you, my friend, are right up front, as you said, with the risk plus benefit, you know, balance the benefit. You are up front with these people, and you tell them exactly what you can do and what you can't do. You're not here to make the phone rings and, oh, here comes another sucker. I'm going to reel this in for as much money as I can get.
Absolutely not.
I know you are not that way.
Well, you know, I actually wouldn't want to do something to another person that I wouldn't accept myself. And a lot of the strategies and solutions we offer, I've personally done them on my own family members and myself. And I tend to treat every person as part of my family, because I wouldn't want to mistreat or put someone in a worse position than they are now. So first is do no harm. And then I analyze, I take their situation into my mind, and I see how I would handle it based mm-hmm. on my experience. And then I come back with an answer, educational answer for the person.
Wait. Did I just hear you correctly that you're in your mind, you place this person, you become that person, strategizing from your standpoint of what you would do for yourself?
Yes, I put myself in their place. If I was in their situation, based on the knowledge and experience that I have,
mm-hmm.
What I would do, and then I feed it back to them.
Sounds like a plan. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself.
There you go.
By the way, all this falderol, we got national health care. Oh, yeah, and it's gonna pay for itself and all that stuff. No. Let me tell you what the Congressional Budget Office has just projected. Based on long-term projections by the Congressional Budget Office, the United States is projected to run budget deficits for the next 70 years. So
that's amazing.
So I guess we're not going to have any future politicians running for the Oval Office that's going to make the claim that I'm going to have a balanced budget. No, the CBO here.
They're shifting the regime. They're shifting it from they shifted it from a free Republican to a democracy, and then from a democracy they're shifting it into a fascism, a breed of combination of fascism, communism, and, you know, it's going to be very difficult to turn back from that.
It is.
Especially once they pass this health care by reconciliation, mm-hmm. where they don't even have to vote on the bill. They mm-hmm. just have to vote that they agree on it without voting on it.
Yeah, and all the polls are showing that they don't want it. The last one I saw, I think it was 52-53%. And it was an unbiased. You know, a lot of these polls will trick you into the questions to get the desired answers. And across the board, 52% of the people said, no way, shape, or form do I want any national health care. The people are speaking. Now, some of these people are undecided or don't know or they've got their head buried someplace and they don't want to know. But 52% said that we don't want this at all. But yet Pelosi and Obama and Harry Reid and all the happy little socialists there up on the hill, folks, we've been hijacked.
Absolutely.
They're running us into the ground. I'll tell you what, hang on a second. I got to take this break. Come back on the other side. Short segment of the National Intel Report. We'll finish it up for this Friday's edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, has that newspaper mentioned anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is an evolutionary, liberty-oriented company, folks, focused on truly helping you break free from debt and credit problems. Protect your money and your property and avoid financial misfortunes. They employ a unique and effective method which are often superior to bankruptcy, settlement consolidation, or the so-called counseling services. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize, even Igor, that you know, these debt consolidation companies, all they are is middlemen that charge you a hefty little fee to go in there and broker a deal with the credit card companies.
Exactly. They're working for the banks.
That's exactly what they're doing. And that is not the approach that you take here. And, folks, they provide free consultation. They're not going to say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, hey, glad you called us. By the way, there's going to be a fee. The clock is running, and we charge $40 an hour. No, you get the free consultation, free credit analysis, and a free credit report. And it is a one-stop shop here, folks. If you've got serious problems with credit cards right now, you don't let these people eat your lunch. Give these guys a call. Their number is 718-615-0123. By the way, you're going to get an 800 number one of these days?
Well, 800 number makes it sound like you're too corporate, you know. And considering that, you know, we're local here, but we work throughout the whole country, I don't know, maybe. I like to be more personal with people.
Ah. Well, I'd have a hard time convincing my callers to this network that I'm going to make them pay for their call to get on air.
Oh, I see. Well, they could email me, and I can call them.
how do they email you?
Just when they visit the site, they can press contact us. There's a little form. Mm-hmm. They could even ask their questions through there, whatever related to mortgage or debts or credit.
Okay.
And we'll reply back, and hopefully we'll speak on the phone if they like the answer.
All right.
So, we also have Mortgage Solutions page, free solutions there, explaining to people different ideas of how to solve mortgage problems or prevent them, as well as mortgage modification, which, if done properly, can be beneficial to avoid foreclosure.
Yeah.
You know, there's other unique information there that people should be aware of. For example, if you're in a foreclosure already and you know you're going to lose your house, there's something called cash for keys, which is, I mean, if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it, but the banks offer to pay you money to leave the house in broom-swept condition. In other words, not to leave it damaged.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. A friend of my wife's down in Florida just got $1,000 out of that program, and she used that as a security on an apartment that she had to move into.
Yes, yes, and it goes up to like 5 or 7,000, I think, is the maximum you can get. But they can read more about it on the Mortgage Solutions page.
All right. Well, this is a one-stop shop, folks. You get the consultation, the credit analysis, strategic planning, mortgage solutions, what to do about my credit card debt. You need to call these guys, 718-615-0123. Igor, I've got a little history on you. This goes back to the days we were advertising somebody else, and you didn't want to get in there and mix it up with somebody else. And you said, well, you know, when that person goes away, give me a call. And I'm certainly glad that I did, because I'm more than pleased as punch to have you as an advertiser on this network helping people out there with serious credit and debt problems.
Thank you. I'm glad that I can do it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you are doing it, because you're helping a lot of people. FreeToProsper.com. I like their little moniker there. True freedom begins where debt ends. I like it. Igor, thank you so much.
John, thank you. Always good to be back.
All right, sir. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
All right, folks. Well, probably when we get back Monday, we'll have the abomination care. I hate to say it, but I think it might pass. At any rate, be with us Monday. I'm sure we'll have a firecracker show on the subject. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us today. With recent